Well, that's
Nick.
interesting. Hello, Jagu. I couldn't get on for some reason, though. Finally connected. Went through all kinds of gymnastics.
You could site and just click on the link to join.
It kept wouldn't even take me to the Dakshina site. It kept sending. I tried two different. I tried Firefox and Microsoft. Neither of them would connect for a while there. Then finally, it did. So kept trying. So I did send you an email, sending a. I think it didn't work, but I guess it. So forget that email.
Talk will be available on YouTube and website shortly. And site not working today, 429, I guess. Thank you anyway. Oh, because that was on May 28th, 2024.
Oh yeah, that was just I
You would
was using that to find your
right.
email, to find your email.
Gotcha. Okay. You are a
It's a tricky relative sense world. We're always tricked, I guess. In the sense.
Something can happen in the illusory world. It's just like in a dream. Anything can happen.
Or everything, anything
Just
could seem.
don't take the touch.
Anything.
Even you were trying to get into the little talk. Okay, if it doesn't work, okay, well, if it doesn't work, go
Right.
watch TV or do something.
Right. It's not like it's not like everything's going to disappear, but then again, maybe nothing ever really was here, so
Nothing ever was here. Yeah, no, you know this. When you know yourself in a real sense, nothing could be. There's nothing that is. That's why the something that appears in the nothing goes back to the nothing, because the something is only for a time and it's not true.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about for a time. That's almost
Body. But the time, birth of time is I exist. This body, my lifespan, so to speak.
yeah.
Identification with the body form creates a lifespan. Just like in a dream, you identify with a little dream character immediately. You are formless. You know this. In a dream, you can't possibly think that you have form. You are formless, but you attach this formlessness to a body form within the dream so that you can have an experience within the dream. I am experiencing, I am existing. Then when you wake up, you know, oh, it couldn't have been true because how could a form be created in my dream? It can't, but it does appear for a time. That's why when you know yourself in a real sense, it's absolutely the same. How could there be forms? It's not possible. Formlessness, oh. I exist in this little body form to have the concept of experiencing, the concept of a world, body-based relations, body-based knowledge, body-based problems. Oh, I'm growing very old, but you're not growing old. The formlessness that's looking through these eyes and seeing this body is growing old and says, I am growing old. I will soon die. Or goes to the doctor. The doctor says, you have such and such a condition, you're not going to last very long. We need to put you in a hospital for whatever, as end of life. But that same formless presence, seeing through the eyes, oh, I exist. Here's mom, here's dad. You know, and being a small baby, the formlessness hasn't changed. You know this because even in a dream, you might dream you're a mouse. You might dream you're anything, actually, and yet you know, oh, formlessness took form and pretended, created a dream experience of I exist as this, and I'm experiencing. And look at all these other people. And when you wake up in the morning, all the other people, you could be having in-depth conversations in your dream and saying to yourself in the dream, my God, this is a really great conversation. I really like being in this place with these people. They're my kind of folks. And then you wake up. Oh, they're not just my kind of folks, they're me. Every single conversation came from myself. It was the appearance, because of identification with a body form, that I looked and said, there's another body form. We're enjoying this conversation. But you wake up, you know, no, it's not possible. There was no separate little something in the dream. And when you know yourself in a real sense, same thing. You could be going someplace and saying, wow, I had a really good time at such and such a place. Those were really great people. But guess what? It was just you interacting with your own self through the concept of body, body-based relation, body-based experience, because you attaching to this body. And when I say attach, even when you know yourself in a real sense, body form's still available. Formlessness is using this form. Oh, I'm experiencing, I'm doing these things. When you know yourself in a real sense, you know there's no doer because you're formless. If they put you in a room with 20 other quote people and you said, oh, I'm doing something, well, which body form are you identifying with at the time that's doing something? You're the space in the room. Occupying these body forms, moving them around, speaking, listening, all this sort of stuff. But which one is you? Which one is experiencing? And when one of these body forms is no more, where are you? You're formless. So you don't go anywhere. All the other little body forms will look at your body and say, oh, it's very sad. Keith is gone. He was such a great guy. Would you like to talk about Keith and how great he was? Oh, we're going to go to the cemetery and put him in the ground. Then we're going to have some snacks afterwards and celebrate Keith's life. But the celebration of Keith's life is done by the same that was occupying the body form of Keith within your own self. So all the mourners and the minister or priest or rabbi or whatever denomination is doing this funeral for you is the same. The body that they're putting in the ground is no longer able to sustain the essence that you are. But that you are doesn't go anywhere. And it doesn't cease. It doesn't change into something else. Oh, I'm not in the body form of Keith anymore, so now I'm going to go over here and be in the body form of someone else. No, it's the same. All. You
Little
know
change,
this be
yeah, little change.
because you can look at a dream and absolutely know this. You could attend a funeral in your dream. Very sad, very moving service, very delicious snacks afterwards. And when you wake up, none of it was true. When we say awakening, waking up, realizing yourself, it's just to know yourself in a real sense. You are formless. And presence is the first knowledge. Oh, I exist. The knower knows nothing because there's nothing to know, and no faculty through which to know anything. That's why they say no knowingness. No knowingness is knowledge. The true knowledge. There is nothing to know because there's nothing other than your selfless self. Except your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master, no disciple. Nothing is there. The something came out of the nothing, appears and plays for a time, and goes back to the nothing. How does it appear and play? Because you've identified with a body form. You have, quote, a lifespan. The formlessness looks through these eyes and says, I am growing old. This body doesn't work the way it used to. But the you that you are, that's why it could be frustrating that the body doesn't work the way you thought it would, because you are not growing old. Suddenly your body, you hear people say, "Oh, my body is not doing good. It's kind of failing me, so to speak. It's not like it used to be." Nisargadatta Maharaj talks about this, that you used to be able to like pick up something very heavy and move it across the room, and now you can barely move yourself. But the one is the same. This does not change. Body. Oh, my body. My vehicle is aging. Because my vehicle is the same as grass. Just five elemental lump of goo, same as a plant. There's no difference at all. It's when this egoistic sense, I am somebody, and I attach all these things to this somebody I believe I am. I am a father, I am a brother, I am a worker, I am a friend, I am a whatever, but you're not.
So oxymoronic, it's this moronic.
It's just the truth. When you know yourself in a real sense, it's like you've been watching black and white TV for so long, and then suddenly, boom, it's all in color. Oh, the reality. And now enjoy the show. While you're occupying this body form is available. Enjoy the show. Do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities. But something happens, there's no me that sits there and says, I want it this way. What way? I know it's a long dream. Even trying to make something go your way doesn't make sense because who's the you that's your way? You could say, oh, I'm not getting my way, and somebody else wins the lottery. Oh, well, actually, I am getting my way, just not in this form. Everything is absolutely perfect.
So even to say that you are getting your way or you're not getting your way is still kind of pushing the limits there.
Well, everything is happening because it's just an appearance on spontaneous presence. A projection is being projected. You're not identifying with all the projection. You're identifying with nothing,
And then
not even the projector.
But it can have the effect on what seems to be you to let go easier of what formerly seemed to be you and seemed to be experiences
But see, when you know yourself in a real sense, it just snaps. There's just a, like, again, when you wake up in the morning, do you try to say, oh, yeah, this happened or that happened, or I thought this way at that time, or because of this experience, it was very much that I sort of understood it was a. No, when you wake up in the morning, boom, done, immediate. You automatically disconnect from the concept that this was a reality. And when you know yourself in a real sense, same. It's an automatic just disconnect. Poof. That's why Nisargadatta Maharaj says, throw away everything you've ever known and remain with yourself. Sri Ramakant Maharaj says, be with you always.
I'm not proud of this or anything, but it does for the first time, like today or yesterday, I felt like I could actually eliminate what seemed to be real. I could eliminate it by turning away from it, sort of like or something.
Yeah, well, and turning towards yourself.
I'm beginning to, catch on, I guess.
If you're not body, what can affect you? If you know this subtle sense of presence, even, and you've identified with the sense of presence, oh, this presence, this consciousness is God as I understand God. And you worship this. Eventually, then you kind
That's
of
why
transfer any identity onto this sense of presence. And now that kills the whole world. When you identify yourself as the formless presence, because now you're basically aware of only the sense of presence, it gets rid of body, which automatically gets rid of world, which automatically gets rid of identification, because there's no thing to identify with. Presence, formless presence. Okay, as you identify more and more and more with formless presence, mind is going to stop because you're no longer identified with anything that the mind knows. Mind came along with the body. So all images, all thoughts, all projections are body-based. So that will be gone. And the more you identify with the sense of presence, this just I, this subtle knowingness happens. Oh, so that I am that. Presence has appeared. Whether presence is there or not, I am. The sense of presence brings about the feeling of being a body in a world, having experiences. And that's not true because whether presence is here or not, the knower of the sense of presence is, and I am that. Whether presence is there, presence is not there. Whether knowingness is there or non-knowingness, where you know nothing. Because in this, when you are focused on the sense of presence and it reveals its secret of, oh, that subtle sense of presence, that's like the first experience. Okay. Nothing else. Where all experience ends, there you are. No experience, no experiencer, no witness, no witnesser. How can you say witness? Only you can say witness with the subtle sense of presence, because the subtle sense of presence, then a world and illusory layers appear that can be witnessed. However, when you remain with your selfless self, no witness, no witnesser.
You call it a trap?
It's not a trap, it's just the reality. It's just who you, that is your own self. And even when you're identified with the sense of presence, the concept of birth and death, gone. Concept of body, gone. Concept of world, gone. And mind, since it can only produce images, thoughts about the body, because it came along with the body, these will no longer be produced because there's nothing to say about it.
I make the mistake, I guess, of trying to point the limitations of the mind out to others. I guess it's probably a mistake to do that. I don't know. Because I
Well,
want
the main limitation of the mind is everything that is, quote, mind came along with the body.
to.
Mind, ego, intellect came along with the body. You identify with the body. Oh, I am this. Mind, flow of thoughts. I identify with the flow of thoughts because I identify with the body form. Therefore, these thoughts are about me. Do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? How's this going to affect me? The pain and pleasure principle come into effect. Oh, I don't want this again. That was a terrible experience. Oh, I want this more. That was a very pleasurable experience. But again, there's a you, and you discard all that. Just when you know yourself in a real sense, this sense of subtle sense of presence eliminates all of that. And at a time, as you identify just with the sense of presence, as Nisargadatta Maharaj says, okay, first, forget about you are the sense of presence. Say, oh, the sense of presence is God. I worship this God, Guru, Sadguru, this sense of presence. But then you say, oh, on this sense of presence, the world appears. And the more that you remain here, that is it's self-evident. Oh, so that I am that. This sense of presence has appeared. Knowingness has appeared along with the sense of presence. When presence is gone, that knower is here with nothing to know. And yet, again, Sri Ramakant Maharaj says, knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. But somebody has to be there to say, nobody's there. You had to be there for the sense of existence to appear, and I exist to be experienced. Otherwise, how? Who's going to experience the sense of existence? I exist. The problem is, or the little bit mistake is, thinking it's an individual, John, experiencing the sense I exist. Oh, I exist as John. No. You, the you that you are, oh, I exist. This body's available. Again, dream. Perfect example. Lay down to sleep. There is no knowingness. Quote, deep sleep. Yes? Suddenly the stirring comes in. I exist. And a dream world explodes and is projected. You immediately, spontaneously identify with one of the characters within the dream and begin experiencing from that wrong perspective. And the wrong perspective is not removed until you wake up. In this so-called waking world, the wrong perspective is not removed until you spend time knowing yourself and accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. Nothing is there. And now, do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities, enjoy. Nothing is happening, nothing's ever happened, and nothing can happen. So why not enjoy? And by enjoy, it doesn't mean bringing things from outside to make you happy. This spontaneous spiritual intoxication, enjoyment flows naturally because you're no longer sitting there saying, I want it this way, or I need it that way, or why isn't this working out, or it's too hot, it's too cold, oh, the weather's terrible, whatever, all these things. Because you're not a body form, and
So,
you know this.
how do I know I'm not affected by physical pain then?
Well, again, as long as you're holding a body, there's going to be disturbance in the five elements. You might go in, God forbid, and the doctor says, John, you have a terrible form of cancer. It's been hiding. We've discovered it now, but I'm sorry, it's too late. You have 6 months to get your affairs in order and to say goodbye to your loved ones and to pass on whatever you want to pass on, because this body will no longer serve you.
But even I mean it's because of language, because we are, I mean, because these bodies are interacting somehow. Nisargadatta said that he was having cancer, and that he was like, he still liked to smoke, or he was ha he was experienced, there was he was, I don't know if he said he was having pain, but he said there was pain.
Yeah, there is pain. And yet, cancer, he said, I give the cancer to the beingness, which is the sense of presence, the I am, which is the truth. Within the illusory world, within the dream, the waking dream, the illusory dream, whatever you want to call it, within the bubble of illusion, the bubble of consciousness, cancer is appearing. But the you that you are,
Activities are appearing.
the you that you are, cannot have cancer. The you that you are experiences only the sense I exist, and boom, that's it. And just like you can experience I exist, you can experience this sense of existence fading, and then it's finished.
For the longest time, I couldn't really know exactly what you're talking about when you're saying sense of presence. But now it's easy for me to recognize what that is. It's becoming easy
Yeah,
to recognize. And tomorrow. The
the more you stay in meditation, the more you remain with your selfless self, that just I, that subtle, subtle sense of presence, the thing that Nisargadatta Maharaj said, Siddharameshwara Maharaj told him, remain with the I am. And all the time he would do his work and then sit and remain with the I am. I am, sense of presence, sense of existence, the consciousness, whatever you want to label it and call it.
It doesn't really go anywhere, I guess. Huh?
No, it's constant. And now you can find it, so to speak, anytime, because it is your sense of presence. No longer your body, your sense of presence, this presence. And when you transfer any identification to this sense of presence, the knowingness is known. It's like directly self-evident that whether presence is there or not, I am.
That I'm still getting used to.
Just remain with your selfless self. More time you spend with your selfless self, and the more time you spend with the awareness of the sense of presence, it all the secrets are unveiled.
Yeah, that and I see that that's probably where when you experienced, you said you were at the meditation room and you felt the whole world within you.
Yes,
That's
yes.
really what we're talking about now too, I guess.
Because you're no longer identified with the flow of thoughts, and you're no longer limiting yourself to this body form, because you're not identified with the thoughts that are sort of pressurizing you into believing that you're a body. Again, from the last kind of vestiges of the mind, it feels like expansion. Oh, you're expanding out into everything. But the truth is, you're just loosening these layers of illusion. The fire is always there, burning bright. The ash is removed. Fire now is burning bright. But fire didn't burn bright or not burn bright. It wasn't seen because of the illusory ash. The sense of presence isn't felt because a mind flow is there, that the attention of awareness is aware of thought, and then aware of the thinker of the thoughts, and then aware and creating all these illusory instances of thought. Whereas you remain with your selfless self, and it becomes self-evident. Oh. And when you know yourself in a real sense, it's like world, it's that's the game over. Like, oh, you're gonna die. I can't wrap my understanding around this concept of death. What was born? Oh, the body. Oh, okay. Was the sense of presence born? No, the sense of presence was known because the body form was available. So then the knowingness knew, oh, I exist. However, whether the presence is there or not, the knower of the sense of presence is, and that you are.